Hello and good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is Gord Davey, CEO at Harvest One Cannabis. Gord, it is great to see you again. How are you?
As always, Christine, great to see you.
Gord, today we are talking about your first quarter 2022 financial results. Some good news here, some improvements you've made. Tell us about them.
It has been a tremendous quarter for Harvest One. We have had continuous positive momentum, and what it does is it substantiates our strategy in our transition over to a health and wellness company that's uniquely positioned in the cannabis space. We've been pretty relentless in making sure that we increase our revenue while simultaneously making sure that our costs are in check and therefore increasing our profitability. All real important to the results. I'll just continue on because the results are really important. We had a double-digit growth in our revenue for the first time in a long time for Harvest One. And it had to do with some launches of new products. It had to do with some strong channel strategies and obviously some new customers. And all supported, Christine, by a really strong marketing campaign and awareness programs. So real strong results in our revenue. And then in our gross margin, we were able to increase it up to 33%. Very important for sustainability of our brands. Reduction in SG&A expenses by 37% again. Continued commitment to fiscal responsibility and internal programs that we put in place. And all of these things combined allow us to increase our EBITDA by 51%. Again, this is a combination of all those departments working together and having a sustained strategy that that we have in place and we're executing. So all in all, some really strong results for Harvest One in Q1.
Congrats on that. You mentioned the strength of your brands. Before we get to that, just give us a quick recap of the distribution agreements that you formed.
Really important. So we first and foremost, we signed a contract agreement with the Balance Company to produce our 2.0 products. We couldn't be more pleased with that. That transition has now happened, and we have POs in the market, purchase orders in the market. Using acronyms here, purchase orders in the marketplace, and we couldn't be pleased because all the provinces have sent in orders. We've have agreements with China, with Saudi, with the Caribbean, and also we have launched our new Dreamwater sleep gummies in the U.S. All these distribution agreements add up to sustainable growth and profitability. So real strong in that aspect of it.
Yeah. So can you talk about more specifically how you feel that the brand names of some of your products have strengthened?
Yeah, we're really focused in on the strength of our brands. We have intellectual properties inside both of our brands that differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. So we'll continue to focus on sleep, on pain, anxiety, and performance. And we'll continue to bring in new innovative and new products into the marketplace.
And moving forward, looking at your second quarter 2022, what will be the focus here?
Harvest One is very focused on geographical expansion. We have a U.S. expansion strategy that we're putting in place in quarters 3 and 4 that'd be pivotal to our growth. Now, we have a vision of global expansion, but first we need to focus in on our daily, weekly, monthly execution plans to get to that vision. There's a lot more to come for Harvest One, and we're ready to go.
Look forward to it. Congrats on this quarter, Gord. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. Perfect. Thank you.